Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via Twitter, Facebook, landline, or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show And you can press the number 1 on your keypad. And if you'd like to be on the show, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show, and you can give your comments or your opinion on today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I see there are more people joining the show now. Thank you, guys, for tuning in. Now, right now it's 88 degrees in the ATL. We had a high today of 90, low tonight 68. Tomorrow, cloudy 81. Wednesday, thunderstorm 80. Thursday, thunderstorm 81. Friday, thunderstorm. Saturday, thunderstorm. Sunday, thunderstorm. Monday, Tuesday, thunderstorms all week long, right? But remember, in Georgia, you have these pop-up storms, you know, especially now that it's getting hot. Yeah, these pop-up storms that last 10, 15 minutes here and there. So, you know, just ride that wave, right? Just ride that wave, and everything for sure will work out. Now, today's word of the day is, let's see, transpire. Transpire, T-R-A-N-S-P-I-R-E. Transpire is a verb, and it means to take place, go on, or occur. The second meaning is to become known or apparent, to be revealed or come to light. Transpire. All right? So that's a great word, a good word of the day. And take that and run with it. However you like, right? Now, let's do this. Now, today's show, let's see. I wanted to say something before I got into the show, but we'll go on. We'll move on. We'll move on, right? Now, today's show is entitled, Should Men and Women Shack Up Before Marriage? Should men and women shack up before marriage? What I mean by shack up is live together. I think this is just my opinion. And again, I've been married nearly 30 years now. It'll be 30 years in October. And that's something that we did before we got married. We lived together. And it was funny how it happened because at the time I was living with my mom, and she was like, and you're doing some crazy stuff. You're gonna have to find your own place and get out of here. So I was like, okay, Mom, I'll find me a place, I'll go. So I was about to move in with a friend of mine. Okay, a friend of mine from college. I was about to move in with him. But my girlfriend at the time, or my, you know, my future wife, she was like, oh, my God, I cannot let you move in with that guy because that'll spell disaster for our relationship. And we weren't, you know, we weren't engaged at the time. Although, you know, we were talking of marriage, but we weren't engaged at the time. So what happened was she talked to me about moving out, moving with someone, moving in with another guy. And I was like, well, why don't we live together? And then she was like, well, my mom not going to go for that. So I said, well, you know, at that time, that's when I decided to actually pop the question to my wife and my girlfriend and ask her to marry me. So I asked her to marry me. Well, I got a ring first. Then I asked her to marry me. And she said yes, so I put the ring on her finger. And once that happened, I was like, okay, now we can go to your mom and I can ask for your hand in marriage. And then we could figure out how to live together. So that's what we did. And we lived together for a year. And I think that because we lived together and lived together for a year, that helped us decide whether we really wanted to get married or no. Right? And the reason I say that helped us is because we had never lived together, of course. And now we're living together for months and months on end. We start to understand each other and our way, that the different ways, you know, her ways, my ways, things we like to do, things we don't like to do, things we like, things we don't like. I mean, all that stuff happens when you live together. And then you also need to commingle your funds. So we set up a joint account. And we started depositing money into that account to pay our bills, okay? To pay our bills. So once we commingled the money and set up a joint account, and we both put in equally into the account every month, right? Because we knew what our bills were, and we didn't have many at all. Oh, we knew what our bills were, so we made a joint account, and we started depositing money into that account every month, and we paid bills out of that account, and we bought groceries out of that account. We did everything out of that account together, okay? And when you do that, and you can mingle your money together and work that thing out. If you can work out the money, you'll be on your way to a successful marriage. Because probably 85% of marriages today, end in divorce. Okay, so that means over half the people, let's say you have 40 people get married this week in your hometown, okay? Out of those 40 people, let's say all 40 of them got married this Saturday. Out of those 40 people to get married, you know, a little over 20 of them will end in divorce within 5 years. That's just a known fact, okay? And then out of those 20 or more marriages that end in divorce, they end because of money, okay? Most of those marriages that end in divorce end because of money. So if you decide to live, if you live together, put your money together, had an account together, and started paying bills and rent and whatever together out of that joint account, then you'll know how the money's gonna be. I mean, everybody changes jobs and do different things, you know, go to school, get out of school, get a different job, this and that. You know, a lot of people do that. Okay? And, the reason I wanted to do this show is because I wanted to share with some of my younger listeners who are maybe in a serious relationship with someone. Some of them are, you know, headed towards marriage. Some of them are already, you know, already being a fiancé already. They're already engaged, right? So, but I believe that a marriage will get off to a great start if you guys would live together first, understand each other ways, commingle your money, figure out the money situation. And I believe that within a year, you'll be able to make a decision at the end of that year whether to get married or not. Okay, and you say, Frank, why is that? Why we can't be engaged for a year, not live together, and then at the end of that year we get married? People do that. A lot of people don't believe in shacking up together before marriage. My mother-in-law didn't believe in us living together before we got married. But we were grown people, right? We were out making out. We weren't out the house, but we were out in the world making our own money. We had jobs. We had good jobs. Okay? And so we could make that decision. Like, Mom, I'm over 18 now. I'm considered an adult. I can make my own decisions now. We're making the decision to live together, and that's what we did. So, but like I said, my mother-in-law was totally against it. But my mom, okay, the person that she is, she felt like it was a super idea to get married. I mean, to live together for a year. She felt like that was the best way to get to know each other and make a decision on whether she's right for me or I'm right for her. And it worked. Hey, I'm here almost 30 years later. We're still together, still having a great time, right? So. You know, that's what happened with us. And I say this because I believe that because we lived together that first year that we got engaged, since we lived together, we started understanding each other and we commingled our money. And it was good. So at the end of the year, I was like, I'm good with getting married to you. I like a lot of things that you like. I know what you don't like. You know what I don't like. And we were good with that. So we did the thing. We got married. So, and you know, I'm not telling you to go against your parents or anything like that. I'm not telling you to do that now. I'm going to say, well, I listened to this guy on the radio, and he said he thought the best way was for us to live together. So I'm going to live we'll live with her, and I don't care what you say. No. You have to make that decision yourself. I just feel like that this may be the best avenue, okay, is to live together. That way you want – you will not make the mistake of getting married, and then once you get married, now you have to live together, and then now it's like, man, I didn't know she liked to use the bathroom with the door open. you know, I didn't, you know, or she said, I didn't know he had stinky feet. You know, I didn't know that she didn't like to clean the house. And I didn't know that he was, you know, he liked to hang out late at night and go to the strip club with his friends on Friday. See, those type things you learn when you live together. Okay? You learn people, a person's ways and what they like and what they don't like. You learn that stuff by living together. If you don't live together, a lot of that stuff you'll never know until you live together. And because you live together and then you found out that you know, that he got stinky feet and she liked to use the bathroom with the door open and all this stuff, then you say, hey, you know, Marilyn, I really love you, Marilyn, but the love is there. But it's some things that you do or like to do that I can't deal with. And she say the same thing, Harold, you know, I love you and all, but, you know, I mean, that the stinky feet problem, man, that I just can't get past that. How, you know, boy, you figure out how can we mend it? How can we fix it before we get married? But you can fix it because you found out about it before you got married. But if you didn't live together and then you find out about it after marriage, you're like, man, why did I marry this guy? You know, these stinky feet, I cannot deal with this. You know, her using the bathroom with the door open, I mean, I don't want to see that. I don't want to smell that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But now you've already gotten married. So now you're not stuck in that marriage. No one's stuck. You can always get a divorce. No one's stuck in the marriage, but, you know, you didn't live together, so you made a decision, you know, based on theory. So now you're married. Now you got to go through all this hoopla, paperwork, lawyers, jump through all these hoops to get this thing, you know, torn apart, to get the divorce. But if you live together, found these things out before you get married, before you got married, then now you can just say, hey, you know, I'm not with this. It's, you know, you're gonna have to give me a while still. I just can't deal with the stinky feet. And that all that is that I'm gonna move back home with my mom. And you know, the lease is up on the place in 2 months, so, you know, I'll still pay my part of the rent until the lease is up. But, you know, I'm just letting you know that I'm, you know, when you come home tomorrow, my stuff going to be packed up. My brother going to be here with his truck. We're going to get a couple of my things that I have, and I'm moving back home with Mom because I can't do this. The wedding's off. Right? The engagement is busted. But that's all it takes to get out of it at that point. Okay? No lawyers, no paperwork, no hoops to jump through, all this stuff. It's just if you sign the lease, you just got to get out of that lease or whatever. You just got to get out of there. That's all it is before you get married. So what I'm saying is I'm just throwing out a suggestion for you guys maybe to try. You know, try to do that before you get married. I feel like that will keep you from, you know, making one of the biggest mistakes of your life. I've heard people say, that's you know, marrying him or marrying her was one of the biggest mistakes of my life. So don't commit the biggest mistake of your life with, you know, a man or with the woman that you never even lived with. You never figured out the ins and outs of that person. And I think you can figure that out in a year by living together for a year, at least a year, before you get married. Because look at this. Once you give her a ring, once you ask her hand in marriage, you're not getting married next month, right? You're like, I want to give you this ring. I want to marry you. Let's set a date. Now it's May 2018. Let's say we're going to get married June 2019 or July 2019, August 2019, September 2019, whatever it is. Then now you've got from now until next year to live together, understand each other, have a great time, go to concerts, go to movies, go to football games, basketball games, whatever. Go back home together, you know, have fun together, play with each other, you know, all the time, and figure out if this is what you really want. And if it is, come next year, come next May or June or whatever date y'all decide, hey, things are great. You love that girl and y'all, you know, y'all living together, having a great time together. And it's all good. Right? It's all good. All good, guys. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just making a suggestion on something that I did. All right? Hey, guys, that's all the show I have for you today. Hey, take care of yourselves. Today is Monday. You know, I'm going to say one more thing before I get out of here. I'll be another year old at midnight. Okay? My birthday is tomorrow. And, you know, gonna have a great time tomorrow. My youngest daughter graduating from her college career DIs, college career internship or whatever. She's graduating from that tomorrow as well. So I will not be doing a show tomorrow. I should be back on Wednesday. I'm having a party on Friday. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. But I am having a small get together on Friday. If you guys know where I live, don't show up. I've invited the people that I want to be here. Okay, so you know, if you know me, know where I live or whatever, don't just show up. Okay, I'm not going to turn you away, but all I'm saying is I don't want a huge party. I don't want a lot of people at the house and, you know, neighbors calling the police. I've been there, I've done that. So I have to tone it way down. And but it is my birthday tomorrow. So, but I won't be doing a show tomorrow. If you see me tomorrow, maybe you can wish me happy birthday, or you see me on Wednesday or whatever, you can wish me a happy birthday. But tomorrow I will not be doing a show. I'll be busy. And tonight I'm going to get ready for the game tonight. Houston and Golden State tonight. It's going to be a great game. And, you know, I'm just going to be ready for it. All right? So take care, guys. I'll see you. I will not see you tomorrow. I'll see you guys hopefully on Wednesday. Same place. Same time. Right here. Right where you should.
Trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a finger on your foot, it made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your mans down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Trap. Designer, clothes, go. Fashion, show, show. Trap, how, made it, go. Control the bag now. Control. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Mask. We living fast now. Finest, finest, rose, we can go. We can like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like the fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a check, check, yeah, boogies they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. Dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up your soda, diamonds on steroids. Watching me, whip up, still keep real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry.